Despite the challenges, farmers are feeling a bit more optimistic as the crop reaches maturity and goes into the bin. It was a delayed planting season for Rolla, North Dakota farmer Doyle Lentz. However, that delay may have saved some of the crop.
Because it got pretty dry to start with on top, so the crop came up pretty good with the exception of maybe the canola. And then we got the rains we needed, maybe even a little bit extra. Then the last couple of weeks we received well over 2 inches of rain now, and so the beans are looking very good. Well, we're concerned, of course, in the small grains with the scab. We see some scabby kernels out there. We fungicided the heck out of it, but I still don't know if it's going to get us through or not. I'm not as concerned probably about the wheat as I am about the barley.
Lentz expects an average crop to be harvested in north central North Dakota this year. Further south in the northeast part of the state, along Highway 2, harvest is just beginning. Niagara farmer Randy Shaley says the on and off cool conditions have not been ideal for wheat harvest, but a strong bean and corn crop is in the works.
I'm sure a rain right now would certainly maybe help the pintos fill out, but for sure would top off some yield on soybeans right now. Of course, with that top pod set, I think that's a variability right now. So that's the mixed emotions. But, of course, it's wheat harvest time, so we're kind of anxious to get going. I think yield-wise, the Nelson, Ramsey County, maybe Grand Forks County area, I think has got probably an above-average wheat crop coming.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.